Mr. Obama will pay tribute to Senator Kennedy's life and career before about 1,500 people at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Basilica, a Roman Catholic church in Boston. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush will be among those in attendance. Kennedy died of brain cancer Tuesday at the age of 77. The senator will be laid to rest later Saturday at Arlington National Cemetery in a small family ceremony near the graves of his slain brothers, President John F. Kennedy and Senator Robert Kennedy. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden was among the speakers who honored the legendary lawmaker at a three-hour celebration of life Friday night in Boston. He told Kennedy's children how much he admired the man with whom he served in the Senate for 36 years.
Your father was a historic figure. He was a heroic figure beyond that.
Biden says his fellow Democrat persuaded him to keep his office after his wife and daughter died in an automobile accident. The vice president says Kennedy's character was an inspiration.
He constantly renewed my faith and optimism in the possible. I never once saw your father with a defeatist attitude. I never saw him petty. I never saw him act in a small way. And as a consequence, he made us all bigger.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who was one of Kennedy's fiercest political opponents, was also one of his best friends.
It's a great honor for me to be here with you today to talk about a man I have so much regard for, so much reverence for, with whom I've done battle for 33 years and have enjoyed every minute of it.
The late senator's nephew, Joseph P. Kennedy, a former congressman, says his uncle taught him to fight tirelessly to help people in need.
He was always there. He was telling me, never, ever, 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 ever give up. You stay in the race.
An estimated 50,000 people filed past Senator Kennedy's flag-draped coffin on Thursday and Friday in Boston to pay their last respects. Kennedy represented the northeastern state of Massachusetts in the Senate for 47 years, making him the third longest-serving senator in U.S. history. Fellow lawmakers and all the living former presidents have praised Ted Kennedy for reaching across party lines to pass education, health care, and civil rights legislation. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.